Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:01, and we have Ruby and Talia in the studio, and they're with the local tribe, and they're going to tell us more about the ANA program, which is something that is meant to keep folks in Wrangell and give them all the opportunities they need to live their best life in town. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us. Well, here we are, Ruby and my assistant Talia.
Heather.
And we work for Wrangell Cooperative Association, and we are working on a grant entitled WCA Comprehensive Action Plan to Address the Out-Migration of Tribal Citizens. And a little bit of a background, in 2015, a tribal and community visioning exercise and survey identified the need for WCA to build organizational capacity to address the key priorities of the community and to develop an action plan to develop these priorities. A survey further identified more affordable housing for families and the elderly, economic development to create job opportunities, and better access to healthcare services. And so this prompted the application for a grant to develop a plan to address these priorities from the Administration for Native Americans, which is ANA, and I'm sure the public has heard a lot of ANA over the last, nearly 2 years now. Anyway, so the WCA was awarded this two-year grant in September of 2017, and by addressing these issues, the goal is to prevent this out-migration of tribal citizens and to attract citizens back to live and raise their families here in Wrangell. And one other thing, in addition, we are partnered with Tlingit and Haida, which is Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority, and they have a specific interest in the housing aspect of this grant, and they plan to use the feedback to form a long-range housing plan and target funding opportunities to implement future housing projects in Wrangell.
Okay, so it sounds like the key areas that are making people leave Wrangell would be a lack of affordable housing, lack of economic opportunity, and is there another one that you mentioned? Maybe healthcare.
Healthcare, yes, okay. Yes, and you know, a lot of the community members that were polled back in 2015. Felt that there should be better access to healthcare services. And of course, that kind of has, you know, fixed itself in a way because of the new hospital that's being built. And so they are excited about that.
Absolutely. Yes. So we know that the tribe got this grant in September of 2017. So tell me, what has happened since then?
Well, this grant has required a lot of meetings, and so we've been very busy. It's about like one meeting per month, and sometimes we have more and sometimes we have less, but pretty much one meeting a month. But by the process of engagement with various community members, local agencies, various age groups, and various WCA events, we have been able to gather data from local citizens that will be compiled into the Comprehensive Action Plan, which is due at the end of September, which is the end date for our project.
Okay, so with this two-year grant, at the culmination of it is this plan. Okay, then, you know, this is based a lot on community response. Tell me, what have they been telling you?
Well, the most consistent feedback that we have had is the lack of affordable housing units in Wrangell. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, that's pretty much one of the first things that most people say, or their biggest concern anyway. And a close second is community development to create sustainable and well-paying jobs. And then, you know, however, many do feel that housing and economic development cannot exist without the other. A lot of citizens think that no matter how affordable a home is, you still need a decent job to be able to afford a home. And so that's been the main feedback that we've gotten from the community. And as you know, increased healthcare access is also a focus area. And with the new hospital in the works, we will see what those added services will be that they will add for Wrangell residents. And so overall, they are more optimistic about the new hospital facility and the services it'll provide.
You know, do we have a sense of how many people are leaving Wrangell to pursue other opportunities?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's a 32% drop in tribal citizenry since 1990 up to now. And so there's definitely been that out-migration, recordable, a significant number amount.
Yes.
And so we're trying to reverse this trend.
Yes. And yeah, Ruby, maybe go ahead and tell me, you know, if people are able to find other opportunities elsewhere for more affordable housing or better healthcare or jobs, you know, why is it important that we try to keep them in our local community? Why is that a value?
Well, it is a value because it is important that Wrangell keeps its citizenry, not just tribal, but for everyone, the whole community. And we want to establish a thriving, economically stable community through jobs, available housing. And, you know, a lot do come back and, you know, work several jobs because it's not just these issues, but Wrangell is a special place. A lot of people like to come back. And, you know, the outdoor activities, the hunting and the fishing, and they just try to do as many odd jobs as they can. But sometimes, you know, it becomes a challenge and they ultimately leave. And so we are just trying to reverse this trend.
So, yes, yeah, so it sounds like, you know, the tribe has an interest in this because keeping people in Wrangell, you know, that betters the economy, it betters
yes.
opportunity for the people
Absolutely.
That live here, you know, already aren't planning to move. And then a lot of people that do move, you're saying they would like to
come back. Yes.
Yeah, they would like to. They just need a good reason to. They need
yes.
something to come home to.
In fact, I have a personal friend of mine who would love to have her children return, and they're all college educated, and they said that they can't find jobs, but that they do love Wrangell and would like a reason to return. So that's just, you know, a typical example of people that want to come back, but that there are limited economic opportunities for them at this time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everyone that lives here can sort of envision what that lack of economic opportunities looks like, but maybe you could just explain to me a little, you know, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to the people you've talked to? What does lack of economic opportunity mean in Wrangell?
Well, you know, they would like, you know, higher, well-paying jobs, and sometimes that is not always available. And then, of course, as you know, being a small community as opposed to a larger community, like Seattle, for example, I'm just picking that as an example because they're right next to us. But, you know, there are a limited type of jobs that people can get. Now, some people have said that we could build some industry, for example. Let me see. Talia, do you know, for example, what other people have said they wanted to see developed here? You know, like, let me see, better businesses, more in the...
Some of them were suggesting like marine
yes.
Technology development, others tourism or mm-hmm. Maybe something that have to do with housing.
Yes, maybe like, you know, learning the trades in building. That would, of course, address the housing crunch and, of course, give them an opportunity to have work. And all sorts of things like that. It's just really difficult, and we need to improve upon our technology as was mentioned by high school students, for example?
Yes, we met with the senior graduating class, and a lot of the suggestions they had were to find ways to focus on improving technology. They said we needed more like IT people, because like, essentially, if your computer's not working, who do you call? And they are also the ones who suggested marine IT work. They were saying that most people that come here to get their boat fixed, they have to take the technological, the inside workings, like the computer, the fish finder, they have to go to Petersburg instead of staying here and getting it done. And they were suggesting that that would increase more revenue for Wrangell if we could do something like that.
Right, and I wanted to point out also that some of the feedback on economic development has suggested that the tribe use their existing properties to increase tourism, for example. The tribe does own, of course, our new building, our new office building next to Alpine Mini Mart. But more importantly, we have the Cultural Center Carving Shed. And in there is also a gift shop. And so, you know, we could develop more use for the shed itself, and especially the carving area. Half of that building is the carving shed. And we could have, or develop more tourism to maybe watch some carvers in action. And also, we have the Totem Park. Yes, that was a recent acquisition. We got that just last summer. And of course, that's a popular tourist attraction long existing here in Wrangell. And of course, the main thing is that we also have Shakes Island, and we have dances and storytelling. Can you tell more about that, Talia?
Sure. Well, the dances essentially are about 1 hour long, and we'll have from adults to young children perform different dances for the tourists, and also they'll do storytelling. Essentially, and the storytelling is about 40 minutes. Essentially, this is the best way that they can share their culture with us, and that's part of the reason why the outmigration is so important to prevent, because you want to keep people together so that you can spread more of your culture.
And so those are some of the opportunities for economic development. So that way, at least for starters, you don't have to start from scratch. You just use your existing properties and enhance the tourist experience or local and make use of those properties.
Absolutely. I like what you brought up about, you know, the importance of this, I think, is really relevant to Native people that live here, especially. You know,
yes.
It's one thing to have non-Native folks that may be able to go back just one or two generations, or they might be transplants to town. It's one thing to leave for those people to leave. It's another to have your Native folks feel like they have to leave.
Yes, definitely.
And so... It sounds like there's just a lot of ideas out there floating in
right.
the ether. Tell me, you know, what sounds like doable? What sounds like in the immediate future, this is something we want to tackle?
Well, right now, as I had mentioned earlier, we partnered with Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority. And as I also mentioned, they have an interest in the housing aspect of our grant. And with the feedback that they will get from this grant and what we've reported in talking to the community, they're going to focus on the long-term housing plan and then go after funding to create housing projects here in Wrangell. And although those may be targeted for tribal members, generally speaking, any added housing, you know, has an effect on everything else. Well, that will make other houses or rentals more available for other folk in town. So, you can't really say that this is just for the tribal residents. It actually filters down to everyone. So, mm-hmm. but anyhow, that's one of the focus areas is for Tlingit and Haida to get some funding for some housing projects.
So do we have a sense of when that ball is going to get rolling?
Well, let me tell you about the feedback that we've gotten from the community. We are actually heading into the last months of our grant. And Thursday, we have a big event. And they are going to be compiling and getting information from tribal citizens. And they will be putting out a survey along with us that'll come out this summer. And they want more information from tribal citizens. And what this will do is help with a survey that they're putting out. And in this survey, we'll be able to pinpoint where we want to go with certain funding, which area we could work towards in getting funding to implement anything from these three focus areas: healthcare, housing, and economic development.
And so what funding is coming down the pipe that you would like to access to kind of further this mission?
We would like to see probably economic development. You know, we will try to fund maybe expanding the tourism, because that's a really big deal. We have so much to offer here. And WCA does have properties that they could enhance visitor experience. And so, I'm not sure what we will focus on right now. We're just focusing on the properties right now. But we have had so many ideas from the public, and all of this will be gathered and put into our comprehensive action plan.
Then, you know what, I think that sums up everything I'm interested in. Go ahead and remind us, what is happening Thursday again?
On Thursday, we are having three events at the Nolan Center, and that's on the June 13th. And what we're having is our professional project consulting team of SALT and Corvus. We have workshops targeted for feedback on healthcare and economic development, and community members, community leaders were invited to share their knowledge in these focus areas. So these are focus group meetings with the healthcare from 11 to 1. And the economic development from 2 to 4. However, what I really wanted to point out was that we do have a larger community event that evening from 6 to 8 at the Nolan Center. And that is a larger community potluck. And the dinner will be facilitated by, as I'd mentioned, our consulting team of SALT and Corvus, who, with the help of attendees, will identify and solidify the strategic needs of WCA as it relates to housing, economic development, and healthcare. So it's going to be a potluck slash meeting. And of course, naturally, we are encouraging all tribal members and the community to attend and bring a dish to share. We will have lots of door prizes, like a kid's bike, movie vouchers, two-person river tube, Instapot, and a lot of miscellaneous. So we have some things planned for that evening. And we would like to encourage all recipients of the ICDBG grant, block grant, to attend our event. This is an important opportunity for tribal members to show their support via their feedback on the focus areas, but more importantly, to show support for the programs that make it possible for them to be recipients of home improvement grants. So that is on Thursday evening, and we hope that people will show up, because it's going to be a great evening, and put their names in for all those prizes that we have.
That's right. Okay. Awesome. Then, thank you for coming in, Ruby, to
Can I add one more thing, June?
Please.
Yes, I wanted to say that we do have a survey coming sometime midsummer that will be compiled by our consultants and WCA. And also in that survey, WCA's IGIP departments will have a section in it in the survey to solicit information from tribal community members about air quality, solid waste, water quality, and transboundary mining. So it's not just going to be an ANA survey, it's going to be an IGAP survey as well. And I just wanted to put that out there, and that there will be a prize for filling out this survey. A nice one. We don't know what it is yet, but it should be a nice prize.
Should people expect that in their mailbox or somewhere else?
We may do that. We're not sure right now, but it's definitely something that needs to be well advertised. How we're going to do that, you know, through the usual announcements and online and so forth and so on. We'll definitely have it in our office, but we don't know at this time if it's going to go in through the mail, but it is a large event that we will definitely advertise.
Okay, sounds good. So it sounds like if you want to learn more about what is happening with the ANA program, then go ahead and come out Thursday. They'll be having some programs earlier in the day to talk about healthcare and economic development. But then 6 to 8 Thursday mm-hmm. is when yes. the community is really encouraged to come out and bring a dish and maybe get a door prize. Okay, Ruby, Talia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate this.